Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to blend a Jungle Riser with Jungle Swing in Ableton Live 12, and the goal is to make your build feel like it's actually pulling the track forward, not just filling space. This is a very drum and bass kind of move. You've got the riser creating tension and anticipation, and you've got the Jungle Swing bringing that broken, human, rolling energy. When these two work together, the intro or pre-drop section stops sounding like a generic build-up and starts sounding alive. So let's build this in a way that feels musical, not random. First, choose your source samples. You need two main ingredients. One is your riser source, and that can be a reversed amen hit, a chopped break fragment, a noise swell, a pitched-up impact tail, or even a vocal stab. For Jungle and DNB, the best risers usually have some kind of breakbeat texture, because that helps them feel like part of the same world as the drums. The second ingredient is your Jungle Swing source. This should be an amen break, a think break, a chopped loop, or any drum pattern with some off-grid movement and ghost notes. The key thing here is that it should feel broken and human, not perfectly quantized. If the loop is too rigid, the whole thing loses that jungle pulse. Now set your project tempo. A really solid starting point is 170 BPM, but anywhere from 172 to 174 works great for modern rolling DNB, and a little lower can work if you want a more classic jungle pace. In Ableton, make sure warp is on for your audio clips, and keep your grid sensible, like 1/8 or 1/16 depending on how detailed your edits need to be. Here's a really useful workflow tip. Place the swing loop first. Always get the groove feeling right before you start decorating it with risers and effects. Drag your break into an audio track, warp it using beats mode for percussive material, and listen carefully to where the kick and snare sit. If it feels a little stiff, don't just force it onto the grid. Nudge it until the pocket feels right. If the loop still feels too straight, use a little groove pull movement. Something like MPC 16 swing can help, but keep it subtle. You want the loop to lean forward, not wobble around like it's falling over. Jungle Swing lies in that push-pull feeling, where it's tight enough to drive, but loose enough to breathe. Once the loop is moving properly, bring in the riser. And this is where a lot of people go wrong. They treat the riser like a static noise sweep, but in Jungle and DNB, the riser works much better when it has rhythmic identity. It should feel like it belongs to the break, not like it was pasted on top from a different genre. You can reverse a break hit, reverse a cymbal, stretch a noise swell, or build a riser from chopped amen slices. One of the best options is to take a few slices from a break, repeat them in a rising pattern, and slowly pitch them up by a few semitones across the buildup. That gives you a riser with actual drum DNA, which is exactly what we want here. Now we start blending. On the riser track, at auto filter first. Start with a low pass filter, and keep it fairly closed at the beginning, somewhere in the low to mid range, then automated opening toward the drop. That opening motion is where the energy comes from. If you want a little extra bite, add a touch of resonance. Just don't overdo it, because too much resonance can make the build harsh fast. Next, add saturator. A little drive goes a long way. This helps the riser feel denser, brighter, and more forward in the mix. If it starts getting edgy, use soft clip to control it. You can also add reverb or echo, but use them with restraint. The goal is atmosphere, not mod. If you use reverb, keep the low end under control so it doesn't clash with the kick and snare zone. If you use echo, choose a sync value like 1/8D, 1/4, or 1/16 depending on how busy the groove is, and filter the repeats so they don't crowd the sub area. Now comes the important part. Make the riser and the swing share the same movement. One easy way is sidechaining the riser to the drum loop. Put a compressor or glue compressor on the riser and use the break as the sidechain input. You don't want dramatic pumping here. Just enough movement so the drums can breathe through the riser. A moderate ratio, a quick attack, and a fairly short release usually works well. Another great move is volume automation. Draw the riser so it dips slightly on snare hits or strong break accents. That tiny ducking motion helps the riser feel like it's reacting to the groove instead of fighting it. You can also use gate if you want a more chopped, syncopated effect, or use transient shaping with drum bus to sharpen the attack without making the build too thick. The big idea is to let the break and the riser feel connected in rhythm and energy. Now let's clean up the swing loop so it doesn't compete with the riser. A good drum chain might start with EQ8, high pass the low end if the break has too much weight down there, and carve out muddy frequencies around the low mids if needed. If the snare needs more snap, a gentle boost in the upper mids can help. Then try drum bus. Use it lightly to add punch and attitude. A small amount of drive and transience can make the loop hit harder without destroying the swing. If the loop is getting too wide or cloudy, use utility to narrow it a little, especially in the low mids. You want the drums to stay focused and centered, while the riser brings width and lift. That contrast is huge. The loop should carry the rhythmic authority. The riser should carry the spectral motion. As you build the section, think in bars. A classic setup might be, the swing loop comes in first, filtered and restrained. Then the riser enters and starts opening. Then the energy ramps up in the next bar. Then you get a final fill, a tiny pause, or a one-beat stop before the drop lands. That little moment of space before the drop can make the impact feel absolutely massive. And don't forget automation. Automation is what makes this sound like a record, not a loop demo. Open the riser filter over time, increase the reverb send if needed, raise the delay feedback briefly, and then cut it off before the drop. You can even automate the drum loop filter a little so the whole build opens up gradually. If you want a more advanced approach, group the riser and swing together on a bus and process them as one transition layer. A subtle glue compressor can help unify them, and a final EQ or saturator can glue the tone together. Just keep it subtle. The point is cohesion, not squashing the life out of it. A few important coach notes here. First, think in layers of motion, not just effects. The riser needs an envelope, and the swing loop needs phrasing. If both are moving in compatible ways, the transition feels intentional. Second, check the low end early. Jungle breaks can hide more bass than you expect, and risers can collect mud fast when warped. High pass both sources if the build starts to feel cloudy. And third, don't overwarp the human feel out of the break. If the loop stops pushing and pulling, you've probably cleaned it up too much. Also, reference at low volume. If the build still feels exciting quietly, that's a really good sign. It means the blend is working on a musical level, not just because it's loud. If you want a darker or heavier DNB result, try using a filtered break-based riser instead of a polished cinematic one. Reverse a distorted amen slice, low-pass it at the start, then open it up with some saturation or mild overdrive. Another great trick is to keep the riser wide and the drums more centered. That gives you a really strong contrast. Tension on the sides, authority in the middle. Here's a simple practice exercise you can try right now. Set up a 4-bar transition at 172 BPM. Load an amen-style swing loop on one audio track. Load a reverse break riser on another. Put auto-filter on the riser and automate the cutoff opening across the 4 bars. Add drum bus to the break loop for a little extra punch. Sidechain the riser lightly from the drums. Then automate the break loop down by a decibel or two in the final bar. Leave one beat of space before the drop, and bring in a bass hit or sub on the downbeat. Your goal is to make the rise feel like it belongs to the break, not like a separate FX layer. If you want to challenge yourself, make 3 different versions of the same transition. One clean and controlled, one gritty and broken, and one spacious and cinematic. Keep the drop the same, then compare which build makes the drop feel the strongest. That kind of comparison trains your ear fast, because you start hearing what actually creates impact, brightness, width, density, and movement. So to recap, start with a broken drum loop that has real jungle swing, build a riser with texture and motion, use filtering, saturation, and sidechain to connect them, keep the drum centered and punchy, keep the riser bright and tension building, and arrange the whole thing so the drop has room to hit. That's the secret here. In jungle and drum and bass, the build should already feel like part of the rhythm. When the riser and swing lock together properly, the whole section feels fast, alive, and inevitable. Nice work. In the next step, you can take this idea and turn it into a full Ableton device chain, a rack preset, or a bar-by-bar arrangement template for your own 170 BPM DNB track.